The Sport of Matchmaking by Jenny Gouttet, narrated by Stevie Zimmerman. 1. London, March 1822.
Oh, Max.
The word slipped out of Lady Alice Sinclair on a sigh of resignation that no one heard. She handed her Apollo gold cloak with plush trim over in exchange for a voucher and turned to peer into the ballroom that, as the season's opening event, was already packed with eager faces. Her mother, the Duchess of Carr, went immediately to stand by the side of one of the patronesses, trusting Alice to her sister's care. Alice was perfectly capable of seeing to herself, but the Duchess had yet to become enlightened to the fact. Lady Charlotte, her married sister, older by 4 years, preceded Alice into the room. She turned back with an impatient gesture. "Are you coming, Alice? Adusted, you may go play cards if you wish. If I need you, I shall send word, but otherwise you may come and find us at 2 o'clock as usual." Charlotte moved forward, not waiting for an answer from her husband, and with the full expectation that her sister would follow. Alice did not bother to offer her brother-in-law a sympathetic look. She rather thought his immolation at his wife's altar was done willingly, and therefore she had little patience for him. Trailing Charlotte half-heartedly, Alice entered the ballroom, and was immediately engulfed by the crowd, which separated her from her sister. A voice pierced the din on her right, calling, "Lady Alice!" and she recognised the penetrating tone. Bracing herself, she turned to greet the childhood friend, if such a term could be used.
"Barbara, how lovely to see you," she said, pasting on a smile. "Have you only just arrived in town?"
Alice could not remember a time when she had not known Barbara Gower, nay, Bowlings. They had shared dancing lessons before their presentation, and their mothers had brought them on morning calls, assuming that a friendship would be the natural result. But it was hard to be friends with someone who was only nice to you because of your title.
Barbara glanced over her shoulder at the man standing behind her. "Yes, quite. I was married recently, as you must know. Please allow me to present my husband, William Gower. Mr. Gower, this is Lady Alice Sinclair, the youngest daughter of the Duke of Carr."
Mr. Gower offered a low, punctilious bow as she curtsied in return. Alice searched the crowd, hoping for the sight of a more promising acquaintance that might allow her to escape without appearing as though she were giving Barbara a cut. There was none.
"May I offer you congratulations on your marriage?" she said instead. "You may. It was a magnificent ceremony. We were married in St. Paul's Cathedral with everyone who had come early to London in attendance. Many of..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?